与我们同得一样宝贵信心的人，愿恩惠平安因你们认识神和我们主耶稣多多地加给你们。神的神能已将一切关乎生命和前进的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主，因此他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏，就得与神的性情有份。正因这缘故，你们要分外的殷勤，有了信心又要加上德行，有了德行又要加上知识，有了知识又要加上节制，有了节制又要加上忍耐，有了忍耐又要加上前进，有了前进又要加上爱弟兄的心，有了爱弟兄的心又要加上爱众人的心。你们若充充足足的有这几样，就必使你们在认识我们的主耶稣基督上不至于闲懒不结果子了。人若没有这几样，就是眼瞎，只看见近处的，忘了他旧日的罪已经得了洁净。所以弟兄们，应当更加殷勤，使你们所蒙的恩召和选和拣选坚定不移。你们若行这几样，就永不失脚，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。
The message today comes from 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 11. Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who through the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ have received a faith as precious as ours. Grace and peace be to yours in abundance through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. Through these, He has given us His very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature and escape the corruption in the world caused by evil desires. For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is short-sighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. Therefore, my brothers, be all the more eager to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you'll never fall, and you'll receive a rich welcome into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord.
今天是我们第一次这个中英文联合的崇拜。
This is our first mixed service.
我们要全程的翻译，你把这个掐在上面好了。要全程翻译。这也是第一次翻译来做翻译。全程翻译。
This will be our first translation.
那么我们今年的主题是多结果子。
Our topic this year shall be to receive many fruits.
在今天彼得 写的经文的里面。
In the scripture we read from Peter,
说如果我们有充充足足有这几样的话，
It says if we have all of these things,
就是在我们认识我们主耶稣基督的事情上面不至于先懒不结果子了。
So that through our knowledge of Christ, we are not unfruitful.
所以我们结果子是一件很重要的事。
So an important thing is to bear fruit.
上次我们讲了，如果不结果子的话，神要把这个不结果子的枝子把它剪掉。
We spoke that the branch that does not bear fruit must be cut off.
那么如果结果子的话呢，神就要修理干净，使它结果子更多。
If you bear fruit, then the branch must be pruned to bear more fruit.
那么这个结果子更多的枝子，一定是一个生命丰富的。
So the branch that bears much fruit must have a rich life.
那么在今天的经文里面，
So in the scripture we read today,
我们就看到使徒彼得他给我们一个生命丰富的一个指引。
We see that the apostle Peter gives us an image of a rich life.
所以今天我们的主题是生命和他的道路。
So our topic today is life and its path.
生命好，人的生命好像是一条道路。
Human life is like a path.
我们从出生到死亡，
from the day of our birth to the day of our death,
好像一个旅程。
It's like a travel.
那么我们没有办法把它停下来。
It's impossible for us to stop it.
但是我们能够选择我们往哪里走。
Or we can choose where we want to go.
选择我们怎么个走法。
We can choose how we want to go.
所以神给我们这个选择的同时，
And so at the same time as God giving us this choice,
他也给我们选择正确的那个条件。
He gives us the option to make the correct choice.
那么使徒彼得在写彼得后书的时候，
And while the Apostle Peter wrote his book,
是告诉我们他的生命几乎走到了最后的时刻了。
He spoke that his life was nearing his end.
所以他回过头来思想人生的旅程。
And so he turns around and looks at the path of life.
然后他就把神给他的这个感动，使他看到这个正确人生的旅程所走过的东西，把它写下来。
And so he writes down the touch that he received from God, all the things that he walked through.
所以在这个彼得后书的第一节，第一章第一节里面。
And so in the first verse of 2 Peter,
他就说这个做耶稣基督的仆人和使徒的西门彼得。
He recognizes himself as a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ.
不，我强调的是西门彼得。
Simon Peter.
因为他把 Simon 这个名字写进去了。
Because he recognized his name as Simon.
因为 Simon 是这个西门是他小的时候的名字。
Because Simon was what he was known as a child.
他还没有信主之前的时候的名字。
Before he came to know Christ.
那么他信了主以后，主给他改名字叫彼得。
And so after he knew Christ, Christ changed his name to Peter.
在后来的圣经里边一直都是用彼得。
And during the rest of the Bible, he's known as Peter.
而这个地方他写了西门彼得。
But here it is written Simon Peter.
是强调了一个他的生命曾经被改变过。
He emphasizes that his life has been changed.
他告诉教会的人，他说我以前是西门，现在我是彼得。
He tells the church that I used to be Simon and now I'm Peter.
那么这个是怎么转换过来的？
So how did this change occur?
是一个生命的变化。
It's through the change of life.
然后这一条路我是怎么走的？
And how did I walk this path?
那么在这里他就写出来，
well, here he is written it.
把这个关键性的东西写出来。
The most important part.
那么这个我相信对我们今天的弟兄姊妹是非常有帮助的。
I believe it is very helpful to all our brothers and sisters.
因为我们来教会不是要来找一个宗教，
because we come to church not to find a religion,
而是来得生命，
but to receive life.
而这个生命是一个发展的过程，
and this life is in a process of birth.
主说我们不单单是要得到生命，
Christ says we must not only receive life,
而且要得到一个丰盛的生命，
but to receive a rich life.
因为到了最后西门彼得说我们可以丰丰富富的进到我主耶稣基督的国里面，
because here it says we will richly enter the kingdom of God.
所以这个是神在我们身上的旨意。
And this is the will of God on us.
其实换句话说，也是我们今天每一个基督徒一生重要要完成的一个使命。
And this is a mission for every Christ.
如果不然的话，我们今天活在世界上，只是为了吃喝吗？
Otherwise, what is our purpose in living?
吃喝是为我们能够活着。
Eating is for the purpose of living.
那么我们活着的目的是什么呢？
And what is the point of living?
那么是为了使我们的生命能够丰丰富富地进到我主耶稣基督的国里面。
So that our life can be rich in the kingdom of God.
因此在这个 彼得前书的这一段的经文，后书的这一段经文里面呢
，And so in this section of scripture，
他给我们了生命的指引
，He gives us a vision of our life。
然后他就把这个生命如何去达到那个丰富的过程给我们讲出来。
And he shows us the process to receiving a rich life。
因此这里边我们就看到就是有两个点中间一个过程。
And so we can see two points and a path。
那么最后这个我们丰丰富富的进到我主耶稣基督的国里边，是我们最后的那一个点。
And when we richly enter the kingdom of God, that is the objective。
我曾经跟弟兄姊妹提过。
Earlier we've spoken。
人生人啊，大概能想到的最痛苦的是
，the most painful thing for a person，
就是后悔
，is regret。
那么到了时候没有机会了
，when the time comes there's no more chance，
不能再改变
，there's no chance to change。
而机会是神给我们的
，and chances are things that come from God。
所以神现在还给我们生命。
And so God still gives us life today.
表示神还给我们机会
，so that we can still have chance.
我们要在那个时候不后悔
，so that when time comes we will not regret.
就要抓住今天的机会
，by grabbing the chances today.
那么在今天的经文的里面
，in the scripture we read today,
使徒彼得也把我们这个如何走向这生命道路的根基给我们讲明。
The Apostle Peter gives us the roots of how we should walk our life.
我们还需要再看一处的圣经。
Let us read somewhere else.
彼得前书
，First Peter，
第一章
，Chapter One。
我们看第三节到第四节。
Let us read verses three and four.
我先读中文的，然后翻译把我们读到英文的。说这里愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照着自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望，可以得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存造天上的基业。
So we read 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled and unfading, kept in heaven for you.
好，在这一段经文里边的关键的一个字是哪个字？
What is the most important word in this passage?
关键是哪一个字
？What is the most important word？
啊，关键的这个字，在这里边最关键的那个字是哪一个字
？What is the most vital word？
怜悯、国、
mercy、
基业、
inheritance。
对，是重生
，new birth。
因为有了重生，你才有盼望。
Because when you have new birth, you have hope.
因为有了重生，我们才能继承基业。
Because when you have new birth, you can receive inheritance.
我们蒙神的怜悯是为了让给我们重生。
Through God's mercy, we want new life.
所以，重生是一个我们这一个生命新的生命的旅程的那一个起点。
And so, new life is our beginning point.
昨天晚上我们青年团契。
Last night in our youth meeting.
我们有三位。青年人的弟兄姊妹是同一天受洗的。
We had three newly baptized.
他那个怎么说的来着？我们是同一天的生日。
We have the same birthday.
旁边人说我们同一天生日吗
？Some people say we have the same birthday.
哦，后来才知道是我们同一天受洗，新的生命是同一天开始的。
And then we realize it is because we receive new life on the same day.
所以我们能够有。重生得救的生命
，and so we have a new life.
这个我们就开始了一个新的生命的旅程
，and so we follow a new path.
然后我们受洗的时候
，and when we are baptized,
我们表示与基督同死
，it represents that we die together with Christ.
然后同埋葬
，and we are buried together with Christ.
表示什么呢
？What does that represent?
表示我们过去的人生告一个段落
，it means that we die to our old lives.
结束了
，It's finished.
然后我们有一个新的在基督里面的开始
，And we have a new start through Christ.
然后我们有一个新的人生的历程的开始
，And we have a new beginning in life.
一个 new journey. 我们开始了一个 we start a new journey. 然后我们和基督一同活
，And we live together with Christ.
所以从重生开始，我们进入了一个新的生命的历程。
So now we begin a new journey.
那么在这一个新的生命的历程里面。
And in this new journey,
圣经是这样跟我们说的。
The scripture says this.
它是第三节说，神的神能已将一切关乎生命和近前的事、前进的事都告诉赐给我们了。
It says His divine power has given us everything needed for life and godliness.
所以我们有了生命。
And so we have life.
神用他的大能所赐给我们。
That God has given to us through His almighty power.
不但给我们生命。
Not only to give us life,
神还告诉我们怎么样去活这个生命。
But He tells us how we should live our life.
这里用了一个字说前进 ，godliness， 生命和前进
，godliness。
这些字都很抽象
，these words are very vague，
所以不容易在实际上什么叫前进呢
？It's very hard for us to understand what is godliness。
所以下边就有。解释这个前进具体是怎么表现出来的。
So it explains how we should live out godliness.
但是在这个过程里边，我们有一个目标。
But in this process, we have an objective.
就是在这个我们丰丰富富的进到我主耶稣基督的国是这个目标的。
And our objective is to richly enter the kingdom of God.
那么怎么样叫做丰丰富富的进到我主耶稣基督的国呢
？But what is richly entering the kingdom of God?
所以第四节这里说，
so、
神给我们一个又宝贵又极大。
That He has given us a precious and great promise.
这个有一个应许。
There is a promise.
那么这个应许在这里边告诉我们，它指的是什么样的一个答应我们件什么事呢
？Well, what is the promise?
那么这件事情其实有人类历史以来靠人的力量没有人能够做到的。
Throughout human history, no man has been able to accomplish.
那么这件事情是什么呢
？What is this thing?
就是脱离世上从情欲来的败坏。
And that is to not be corrupted by the world.
这件事情很伟大。
This is a great thing.
人从有史以来
from the beginning of time, man,
人一直在这个败坏堕落的事情无法摆脱。
Man has never been able to escape corruption.
我们今天早晨的查经班里边，我们讲到以色列人到了耶稣的时代。
During our Bible study this morning, we spoke of the Israelites.
到了耶稣的时代。
Until the time of Christ,
他们产生了一种假冒伪善的文化。
They developed a culture of hypocrisy.
那么我们中国人的文化
，Our Chinese culture,
其实也到了一种假冒伪善的文化里面。
Actually, also has a culture of hypocrisy.
所以我们很多时候我们是把我们的丑事只是藏起来而已。
And a lot of the time, we simply hide our corruption.
所以我们中国人产生了一种特别爱面子的文化。
And so the culture of Chinese is to love your image.
所以我们在人面前一定讲求面子，而真实的东西不要碰及它的。
And so while we are with other people, we show our image, but not our truth.
所以我们这个从情欲来的败坏。
And so the corruption from our desires.
我们靠。人的力量是无法做到。
Through the power of man, we cannot escape.
但是这里神给了我们一个极宝贵的应许。
But here God gives us an amazing promise.
就是我们现在有可能做到这件事。
That is that this can become possible.
我们基督徒啊，我们来到神面前。
When we Christians come before God.
我们不是只是想要求神来给我们。我们做不到的那些好处。
We don't just pray for the good things that we can receive.
神最重要的要的不是我们在教会里边做的那些的侍奉。
The most important thing is not our things that we do.
永远记得一件事。
Always remember.
神在我们身上要的是什么
？What does God want from us?
要的是什么
？What does He want from us?
要的是我们这个人呢
？He wants us.
要的 ，Yeah， 我们这个人呢
？Our being.
所以这个人成为什么样的人
？So what kind of person will we become?
那么这个是神最关心、最重要、神最看重的事情。
That is what God cares about the most.
但是我们常常我们来到上帝面前
，A lot of the time when we come before God,
我们不希望上帝来触到我们这个人。
We don't want God to see our inner being.
那么我们只想我们，哎呀，上帝，我做了这么多事给你看。
We just want to show Him the many things that we.
我很热心在教会里面。
The many passionate things we.
可是我们的生命却不改变。
But our lives don't change.
这个不是神的旨意。
This is not God's will.
所以神的旨意是让我们能够脱离从世上情欲来的败坏。
And so God's will is to escape from the lust of the world.
是我们这个人的生命的更新。
Our life can be changed.
然后与上帝的性情有份了。
And become compatible with God's will.
所以这样我们和上帝的生命有关系。
so that we can have a relationship with God.
我们更加像他。
We can be like him.
不是不仅仅是我们做的事情像他。
Not only in the things that we do,
而是我们内在的属灵的生命像他。
But that our inner being is like him.
而这件事情已经有可能发生了。
And this thing has become possible.
以前的时候没有可能。
Before it was impossible.
圣经里边说了一句非常重要的话。
The scripture said something.
凡是走修行主义道路的。
Whoever wants to do the best by themselves.
这个 by works, 就是把他们修行。
Yeah, whoever wants to become justified through works.
都是被咒诅的。
They are cursed.
因为他们根本不可能做到。
Because it is impossible for them to.
修行主义表面上听起来好像挺好。
Being justified through works sounds very good.
所以箴言里边讲了一句话。
So it says in Revelation.
箴言，这个 Proverbs.
Proverbs.
这个箴言里边讲一句话，他说有一条路人以为正。
There's a road that people think is right.
但是最终是死亡之路。
But in the end, it is a path of death.
所以这个我们以为我们修行是条正路。
And so we think that by doing good things, we are walking the right path.
可是最终是死亡的。
But in the end, there will be death.
因为我们人没有力量来达到我们想要达到的那个目的。
For man does not have the power to accomplish these things.
但是神既然应许我们脱离世上情欲来的败坏，与他的性情有份。
But since God has promised us the power to escape from the lust of the world,
那么他就一定会把这个达到这个目的的那个条件给我们。
So he will definitely give us what is necessary to achieve this.
所以圣经说神的神能已经把关乎这些事情都已经给我们预备好了。
And so the scripture says everything that is necessary for godliness has been given to us.
所以基督徒的生命
And so the life of a Christian
应当是比非基督徒的生命更加积极热情的生命
should be more passionate than a non-Christian's life.
那很多人以为说我们信了耶稣了
Many people think that we've become
Christians. 罪得了赦免了
Sins have been repented.
将来有一天我们要上天堂
Someday we will go to heaven.
而世界我们不再爱世界了
And we have no need to love the world.
那我们因此就天天坐在家里等着上天堂吧
And so let us just wait to go to heaven.
不对的
That is not right.
很多人以为基督徒的生命是一个消极的生命消极的生命是一个消极的生命英文翻译一下、
many people think that Christian life is a passive life
那是被动的生命 OK 反正是一个不是主动的生命了就不是 not active
an inactive life、yeah.
是一种被动消极的生命其实不是这样
That is not so
基督徒的生命是很积极的
Christian's life is very passionate
所以他因为我们有目的
Because we have a destination
而这个目的我们还没有完成
And this destination we have not achieved
在我们刚刚信主的时候
When we early become Christians
其实我们每一个人离那个目标差得很远
Everyone is very far away from that
destination 我们知道使徒保罗在写腓立比书的时候
We know that while the Apostle Paul wrote the book of Philippians
他已经是第三次布道旅行的时候
It is already his third missionary trip
所以他那时候的生命已经相当的成熟
And so his life is very mature
但是他说我不以为我已经得着了
And yet he says I have not yet received
我只有一件事我忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑
The only thing that I know is I forget the past and walk towards the destination
所以我们看到这个使徒的生命他仍然不是说 OK I'm good enough 我已经够好了我就在这儿就可以了
And so the life of an apostle is not to rest and think that I'm good enough
而是我们还有很大需要成长的空间
To see that we have a space that we can grow into
那么在这里呢彼得就把这个成长的这个过程我们需要的这些东西给我们列出来了
So here Peter has shown us some of the things that we require
因此在第五节这个地方彼得说为这个缘故我们就分外的殷勤
And so it says in verse 5, for this very reason, you must make every effort.
所以很努力的
using all of your efforts.
所以是一个很热情很积极的人生
It's a very passionate and active life.
那么下面怎么样呢第一个是先有信心
The first thing we need is faith.
我们相信他
We must believe him.
相信他给我们的应许
Believe in the promise that he gave.
相信他给我们的结果
Believe in the results that he gave us.
这个很重要。
This is very important.
如果我们不相信这一切的话
If we don't believe,
我们就 没有办法去努力。
It is impossible for us to work.
人为一件事情努力。
When people work for something,
往往是他从信心出发。
It's through their faith.
因为他必须他相信要有一个结果。
Because they must believe that there will be a result.
然后他才会努力，对不对？
They will work for it.
如果他相信这个事情是没有结果的，
they believe that there is no result.
他不会努力的。
There's no point to working.
如果一个人教练啊，他告诉他的他的就是被训练的人，
suppose a coach speaks to his trainees,
然后就跟他说，他说我保证你跟着我训练以后，你一定能够拿冠军。
And he says, I promise, if you train with me, you will become a champion.
然后接下来就是这个被训练的人，他相不相信。
And then the trainee will must choose whether to believe.
如果他相信的话，
if he believes,
他一定跟他非常努力地接受训练，对不对？
He will work hard to receive training.
如果他不相信，
if he doesn't believe,
他就不会去。
He will not go.
如果他觉得，哎呀，或许试试看吧。
If he is not very sure,
所以他就会不太努力。
Then he will not work very hard.
但是弟兄姊妹，你要知道，当你不太努力的时候，
brothers and sisters, if you don't work hard,
如果你就达不到那个结果，
you will not be able to receive the fruit.
所以如果你相信了，
if you truly believe,
你必须把你的十分的力量投入，
you must put in 100%.
然后你才能够产生出那个告诉你那个结果。
And then you can receive the results.
彼得在这里说的就是这样的。
Peter says this.
他说我们的大教练已经应许我们了。
He says that our coach has promised us.
所以这个结果肯定会发生的。
The result will definitely happen.
那么接下来就是你要相信了。
Now you must believe.
你要接受这，你经过这个努力一定会达到那个结果。
You must have faith that you will receive the results.
所以有这个应许在这里。
So the promise is there.
我们要接受，要相信。
You must receive and believe.
接受以后呢，我们就付诸行动。
Once we believe, we must act.
这个地方就说这个德行。
It says here goodness.
其实这个德行是指的你付诸按照他的标准所做的那个行动出来。
And goodness is the acts that you act out when you receive.
所以这个教练告诉你怎么做。
And the coach tells you what you should do.
你相信了。
You believe it.
怎么样？
Then what?
按照教练的说法去做。
You do as he says.
所以要行动起来。
So you must act.
所以我们基督徒不能够光听到。
And so Christians must not just listen.
听到不是目的。
Listening is not the objective.
行道才是目的。
Acting is the objective.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们互相鼓励。
So brothers and sisters, let us encourage.
把我们相信的付诸行动。
Act out what we believe in.
那么当我们要行动的时候，
And when we act,
要加上知识。
You must add knowledge.
那么神已经把知识赐给我们了。
And God has already given us the
knowledge. 就是你知道你该怎样的行动。
And that is what should you do.
而不是乱行动。
And not just do anything.
不是按照我们的想法去行动。
And not just act according to our own belief.
很多人来教会很热心。
Many people come to church and are very passionate.
他做很多事。
They do many things.
我发现这个问题。
I noticed the problem.
甚至有很多出来的人。
Some people who just started.
他们帮助教会打扫卫生。
Help the church with cleaning.
帮助教会这个厨房煮饭。
With kitchen duties.
他们做很多很多事情。
They do many things.
很好。
It's very good.
但是他不来参加查经班。
But they never come to Bible meetings.
我就很担心了。
And I'm very worried.
因为他不是按照真知识来侍奉上帝。
Because they don't worship God through knowledge.
他们只是按照自己的想法来做。
They only act by their own understanding.
这个是不行的。
This is not acceptable.
所以我们一定在相信神给我们应许的时候。
And so through believing in God's promise.
那么我们要达到神给我们应许的那个目标。
And then we want to aim for the destination.
一定要按照他所给我们的真理的方式来达到。
We must go through his truth.
然后有了真理，有了知识以后，
Once we have the truth and we have knowledge,
就要有自我约束力。
We must have self-control.
这个 self-control 就是自我约束力，就是把我们约束在我们的真理的里面。
And that is to control yourself in the truth.
那么这个时候就是修剪的过程了。
And this is a process of pruning.
那么就是说不符合真理的东西，
Anything that is not in accordance with the truth.
你要用信心来靠着神给我们的力量把它修剪掉。
Through faith in God's power, you must correct it.
这个是非常痛苦的过程。
This is very hard.
那么我自己经历过这样痛苦的过程。
I have also gone through this process.
以至于到现在还在这个痛苦的过程里面。
Even today, we are still going through this.
就是明明知道主所告诉我们，这个是你该做的。
And we clearly know that this is what God says.
我们就是很懒得做。
And we just don't want to do it.
明明知道那个是不该做的。
We know that these are things we should.
我们就是很难放弃。
And we don't want to let it go.
我虽然是一个牧师。
Even though I'm a pastor.
我不担心跟你们讲我的软弱。
I'm not afraid to tell you of my weakness.
因为我们每个人都软弱。
Because we are all weak.
我也希望弟兄姊妹为我的软弱来祷告。
And I hope that brothers and sisters can.
希望我能靠着主更加刚强。
So through Christ we can be strong.
我很清楚知道我的在我的生命的侍奉里边第一重要的事情
I know that in my worship, the most important
是为众教会为这个社区来代祷
is to lead and pray for this area.
因为使徒们在初期教会的时候说
Because during the early church, the apostles said
我们放弃主所给我们的托付去管理饭食是不对的
We must not let go of our mission to look after food.
我们必须专心以祷告和传讲为念
We must focus on praying and speaking.
所以这个祷告是在 preach 之先的
And so praying is before preaching.
所以祷告是最重要
Praying is the most important thing.
可是我自己很清楚知道我自己的祷告生活很不好
And sometimes I know that my prayer life is not good.
其实祷告是最容易做的事
Actually, prayer is the easiest thing to do.
不需要你做任何的努力
It doesn't require any.
你只要安静下来，甚至于你不需要闭上眼睛，你就可以祷告了。
All you need to do is quiet your soul.
可是我们就是那么不容易祷告。
It is so hard for some of us.
你叫我来 set up 教会，我很喜欢来。
You tell me to come set up the church.
你发现我在这里忙来忙去，我很喜欢做。
I can be very busy.
这个东西我不知道为什么，人都喜欢做一些叫人家看见的事情。
For whatever reason, people like doing things that can be seen.
可是你关上门，自己在家里边祷告的时候。没有人看见你祷告的。
But when you close the door in your own house, nobody can see you.
人家说牧师干什么去了
？People say, "What is the pastor doing?"
这一天上午好像没有不知道他在干什么。
All morning, we don't know what he's been doing.
我说我在祷告啊。
I said I was praying.
别人就不大明白祷告有什么价值啊。
People don't understand what's the point.
所以我就很挣扎。
And so I am.
所以我为了让大家能够看见我。
And so that so people can.
所以我常常喜欢做别人喜欢能看见的事情。
So I try to do things that people can see.
所以这是我的软弱。
And this is my weakness.
我知道我应该那样做。
I know that there are things that I should do.
可是就是很不容易做到。
And it's very hard for me to do.
当一个教会没有一个守望的牧者。
When a church does not have a good leader.
守望的牧者，一个 watchman pastor. 这个教会很容易出问题。
When a church doesn't have a watchful pastor, this church can have issues.
所以我们，但是人性就是这样，很软弱的。
But people are weak.
所以我们需要自我的约束力
And so we must have self-control.
我们需要圣灵对我们的帮助
We must have the help from the Holy Spirit.
我们需要弟兄姊妹彼此的守望和带导
We must have the encouragement from each other.
所以因此我们有了知识
And so we have knowledge.
要有自我约束力把这个做到了
We must have the self-control to act it out.
然后要加上忍耐
Then we must have endurance.
忍耐就是坚持下去
Endurance is to take it all the way.
这个能够 keep on going, 能够坚持下去
To keep on going,
因为这个是一个很痛苦的过程。
Because it is a very difficult process.
有些时候我就觉得我们这个如果处死刑的时候啊
，Sometimes I think if we were to be executed,
这个枪毙
，execution by being shot.
对呀，然后把脑袋砍掉，砍头
，execution by dismemberment, beheading.
其实那个是瞬间完成的事
Actually, those will be over in an instant.
很不知道他那是什么感觉，因为我不知道没被砍过。但是想想很肯定是瞬间完成的事嘛。
It must be over in an instant. I don't know because I haven't done it.
可是圣经却说了一件事。
But the scripture says something.
我们跟随基督的人
，that those who follow Christ
是把自己钉在十字架上的人。
Are those who nail themselves on the cross.
那么钉在十字架上也是死刑。
Well, nailing on the cross is also a form of execution.
但是它是一个慢慢死去的过程。
But it is a very slow and painful.
所以这是一个痛苦的过程。
So it is a painful process.
那么基督徒的生命的更新
and the renewing of our life
是要把旧生命钉死
is to kill our old life.
然后使新生命能够 成长起来的这样的一个过程。
So that the new life can grow.
那么这个需要一个非常坚定的忍耐性才能够做下去。
And this requires intense endurance.
我们经常从十字架上又跑下来。
It is very often that we come off the cross.
然后我们又活得挺舒服的。
And we live very comfortably.
然后又回来又祷告主啊，我错了。
And come back before Christ.
然后再钉回去。
And go back after the cross.
所以钉在十字架上不死是最痛苦的。
And so being nailed on the cross but not dying is most painful.
如果基督徒聪明的话。
And so a clever Christian
就把旧生命快快地钉死。
Will quickly crucify their old life.
然后我们让基督的生命自由地在我们生命里活出来。
So that Christ's life can be free in us.
当然这个理论上我也知道。
Of course, in theory I know as well.
可是不知不觉的时候我自己也跑下来。
But it is still hard for me to do.
所以我们需要互相的提醒。
And so we must,
让我们有一个坚持的力量
so that we can have a power in
把十字架背到底
to carry the cross all the way.
然后当我们有了这样的过程以后
And after we've gone through this process,
我们的生命就要成熟了
Our life can be mature.
旧的生命对付掉了
Our old life can be gone.
新的生命就建立起来了
Our new life can be set up.
但是在这个过程里边还有一个东西是非常不容易对付的
But there is one more difficult thing to go through.
就是我们的骄傲
And that is our pride.
有一个传道人曾经讲过
Once a pastor said,
我们不要忘记了在我们临死的时候
Let us not forget that just before we die,
往往我们最后认的一个罪就是骄傲
The very last thing that we must repent from.
骄傲是最不容易对付的隐藏的最深的一种罪
Pride is the most difficult sin to overcome.
对付骄傲的最有效的方法是什么呢
The best way to overcome pride,
就常常存着一个虔敬的心回到上帝的面前来
to regularly come before God.
因为只有人到了神面前的时候
Because only when you are before God,
人才能真正谦卑下来
can you really become humble?
当我们跟随主一段时间的时候
when you followed Christ for a while,
我们会注意到我们比周围的人稍微好一点了
you will notice that you're a little bit better than other people.
所以这个时候人就觉得哦，我已经不错了
and it is easy for us to become proud.
所以我们非常容易在这个时候骄傲
It is easy for us to become proud.
所以当我们跟随主一段时间
So when we have followed Christ for a while,
不要忘记了我们常常回到神的面前
Never forget to come before God.
那么回到神的面前神的爱就进到我们的里面
And when we come before God, we receive God's
我们不断地向神敞开我们自己的时候
We regularly come before God.
神的爱倾倒在我们的里面
God's love will be in us.
这样我们就有了爱弟兄的心
So that we can have a love to love others.
又有了爱众人的心
and a love to love the world.
有了爱那些可爱之人的心
when we have a love to love those who can be loved,
也有了我们爱那些不可爱之人的心
then we have a heart to love those who are not easy to be loved.
当我们有一天有了能够爱那些不可爱之人心的时候
one day when we have a heart to love those who are hard to love,
我们就知道我们的生命真正的丰富起来了
We can understand that our life will become rich.
因为基督的生命就是那样的生命
Because that is the kind of life that Christ had.
这个不是靠我们自己修行得
This is not something that we can accomplish by ourselves.
而是我们按照上帝的旨意在圣灵的帮助里面神不断地赐给我们
But something that we can receive from Christ.
但是要求我们与他同工
But it requires that we work together with God.
他说如果这样的话呢
If this is so,
我们就不至于闲懒不结果子了。
Then we will not be lazy and unfruitful.
我们闲懒不结果子的原因
The reason for us being lazy and unfruitful
不仅仅是我们不愿意结果子
It's not only because we do not want to bear fruit.
或者我们懒惰结果子
Or because we are too lazy to bear fruit.
很大程度上是我们结不出果子
But sometimes it is because we cannot bear fruit.
因为我们的生命还不够成熟
Because our life is not mature.
所以这个结果子的树
And so the tree that bears fruit
它一定成熟了它才结果子
It must be mature before it
一个小树苗它不得结不出果子出来
A sapling cannot bear fruit.
而且它不单单是要成熟了
Not only must it be mature
它还有充足的营养才能结果子
It must be very nutrients.
它必须是强壮的才能结果子
It must be very strong.
彼得说我们如果丰丰满满的有这样几样的话
Peter says if we have all of these things
我们就能够有丰富成熟的生命
Then we should have a rich and mature life
这样我们在地上就能为他结果子
So that on earth we can bear fruit for him
然后我们在见他面的时候又能够丰丰满满的进到他的国里面去
And when we meet him again we can enter his kingdom
这是我们新的 人生的意义。
This is our new purpose to life.
新的人生的目标。
This is our new objective to life.
这是我们为之努力的内容。
This is what we work for.
圣经已经告诉我们了。
The Bible has told us.
那么今天我们借着这一个联合的崇拜。
Today in our combined service.
我们再一次把这个重要的事情给我们众人提出来。
We once again, bring up this important topic to everybody.
不管我们是讲中文的还是讲英文的，
whether we speak Chinese or speak English,
我们这是同样的一条道路。
We have the same path.
那么我们盼望弟兄姊妹不要听了这条道，这篇道就结束了。
And we hope that people don't just go home after listening.
希望回家我们能够把彼得后书的这一段经文，
we hope that when we go home, we read the scripture,
牢牢地记在我们的心里面，
we can remember it in our heart.
然后常常的去反复的思想，
and regularly reflect on it.
我们相信了吗？
Do we believe?
我们遵行了吗？
Do we act?
我们有了知识了吗？
Do we have the knowledge?
我们约束了自己吗？
Are we acting out self-control?
我们坚持下去吗？
Are we enduring?
我们常常来到上帝面前吗？
Are we coming before God regularly?
我们有爱心见证出来吗？
Have we lived out love?
求神帮助我们。
May Lord help us.